WWA Mobile. Anybody out there?
For BWA, KM4RJN.
Man, these contractors are going at it hard and heavy, man. I'll tell you what. They took out the old walls today and moved my door to the new outside entry position. Oh, my living room's going to be huge.
They're working inside your house?
Oh, I didn't tell you. Do you remember my back porch at all?
But yeah.
Well, I am taking in the upper level of the back porch where the table was, and I am incorporating that, closing it in as to living space in my living room, which means that my living room is going to be 17 feet by 12 feet larger.
Okay, why?
Well, son, I gotta have a little bit of space to chase Mama around, you know. No, we just felt like we needed a little more space in the living room, and this is sure enough giving it to us.
This is the first ball.
Ah, the first ball, possibly Saturday night. Pretty much our cookout's going to be outside, but I'm sure everybody... Man, I got sheetrock dust in my throat. Everybody will come through and take a good look at it. But you know what? That's all right.
Well, okay. But anyway, didn't realize you were cramped for space in there.
Not like we were. Plus, the way we did the windows on the house originally, Sue was never happy with the view of the mountain, so I've got her a window that is 5 feet wide by 4 feet tall, and she's going to have a view of the mountains now.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, congrats, I guess. When are they about done, or they got a ways to go yet, or what?
Well, they got a little bit of sheetrock to do in. They've got to change some electrical around just a little bit. And then they got to put the flooring down, which is, you know, hard bamboo, stranded bamboo. So once they do that, they just got a little bit of trim work to do, and I'll be done.
Diggity. I'm going to come over and see that.
Well, they're supposed to finish Friday evening. And I'm running over to Lowe's right now to pick up a filter from my shop back so we can get up the sheetrock dust in the room. And I'll be back over there. If you ain't got anything to do, cruise on over in about an hour.
Let me see what's the plan for around here, and I might do that.
All right, be a fun way to kill a little bit of time.
Roger that.
Come on, you just trying to stay cool today? Now I should be able to get you again. Try it again one more time. You trying to stay cool?
Roger, just trying to stay out of the heat. It sounded like there was somebody else in there trying to get through, so I'll back on out here and get out of the way. We'll talk at you later, brother. Take care out there on the road. 73's KN4RJN clear.
Yeah, just call me on the cell phone and let me know if you're going to come on over and just peek around a little bit. There's a guy out of Columbia that we heard earlier today, and it may be him trying to get into the repeater. He's been trying to hit it from Columbia a few times today. If that's who that is, give it another shot, Chief. Hitting the carrier, but you're not getting any voice across. Tiger. No audio, boss. John.
Roger, all I'm getting is static.
Yeah, it's a baseline carrier with no audio on board there. Alright, could be a microphone malfunction, could be a bunch of anything. Matter of fact, maybe somebody on Echo Link. You never know. Alright, give it a try later on if you figure out what's going on, boss. This will be KN4BWA. I'm clear with KN4RJN. Clear.
Picked it up, paid him, and
Everybody said it sounded good the first time I hooked it up, and then I stood there a few weeks, and I hooked it back up, and then they said it had all these problems, so, but anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and get off of here. I'm trying to solder a PL-259 here, so I can get back on HF.
All right. Well, good enough. So give me a call. Let me know if you get back on the HF. I'm going to try to hit the Carolina net last night on 3915. I'm going to try to hit it again tonight.
And howdy, John. And I'll just go ahead and back out of here. And y'all carry on 73. It's KB4CBA.
KB4CBA. KN4VWA. And KN4RJN. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and back on out of here also. I just pulled into the Lowe's parking lot at Byland Springs. So, I will catch y'all later. Thanks for the comeback, John. That's probably a valuable input there. KN4VWA, clear.
KB4CBA, KN4RJN.
CBA, I had to find my mic. There's a couple of them laying here. I couldn't figure out which one I was supposed to pick up.
Your audio is a little distorted, and I'm hearing a popping in the background, a staticky pop going on, just to let you know.
I think that's what it was last time. Well, he replaced a ton of parts. He put all the parts in a bag, and I'm not going to spend any more money on this radio. I already spent over $100 on it, and it ain't even worth that. I couldn't sell it for that if it was in perfect condition. So, I guess it's going to be a painful wait. But anyway.
That. Well, it does, in fact, transmit, but it's distorted. I didn't quite catch all of that, but I caught most of it. And it doesn't. When you first came on, I didn't know it was you, but I thought somebody was calling you. It didn't sound like you.
It's just the radio.
Yeah, I think I might cannibalize that for parts or something.
Taking one of the knobs off and use it for something else.
Roger that. Well, it ain't sounding good, let's put it that way.
The reports I've been getting. All right, let me clear out of here. I'm trying to solder a PL-259.
We'll talk at you later. KN4RJN, clear.
KB4CBA.